And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 1st of December, 2012. It was on this day, 1589, that Edmund Spenser delivered the first part of his epic poem, The Faerie Queen, for publication in London. He had written most of the poem in Ireland. His last work was a book of pastoral poems called The Shepherd's Calendar. It came out in 1579. It had been a great success, and Spenser, at the age of 28, found himself admired by the rich and the famous, and Lord Grey offered to be his patron. Spenser himself had no money. So at the age of 28, Edmund Spenser set out for Ireland, where Lord Grey was the new deputy to Ireland, and where he had crushed an Irish rebellion, and the English had seized land from the Irish. So Edmund Spenser was given a piece of land to live on, an estate of about 3,000 acres with a castle on it. And he spent the next 10 years working for Lord Grey and writing the first part of The Faerie Queen. He met Sir Walter Raleigh, the poet, who had another estate there in Ireland, and they traveled to England in the fall, and on this day, 1589, Spenser registered The Faerie Queen for publication. It was dedicated to Queen Elizabeth I, and he went to see her and to read his poem aloud to her. She said she loved the poem, and so Spenser hoped that he would get some sort of a government job or a pension or something so that he could stay in England. But her chief advisor, Lord Burghley, didn't think much of Spenser, so he didn't get the pension or the job. He only got £100. And it was on this day in 1860, the first two chapters of Dickens's novel Great Expectations were published in his weekly magazine All the Year Round. All the Year Round, the magazine in which Dickens had published A Tale of Two Cities, which was a big success. But that fall, the magazine was publishing in serial form a novel by Wilkie Collins, which was not popular. And readership of the magazine was dropping week after week after week. Dickens was on the verge of bankruptcy, decided that he needed to run a new novel of his own. And he set out to write Great Expectations, and it was a success. By the middle of the novel, the magazine was selling 100,000 copies each week. Great Expectations, which begins, "My father's family name being Pirrip, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip. So I called myself Pip and came to be called Pip. As I never saw my father or my mother, and never saw any likeness of either of them, for their days were long before the days of photographs, my first fancies regarding what they were like were unreasonably derived from their tombstones." Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Poem of the One World. "This morning, the beautiful white heron was floating along above the water, and then into the sky of this, the one world we all belong to, where everything, sooner or later, is a part of everything else, which thought made me feel, for a little while, quite beautiful myself." Poem of the One World by Mary Oliver from A Thousand Mornings, published by the Penguin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.